following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
All right, I'm here. The Jerry Bader Show, 8:39.
The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired.
The Jerry Bader Show, indeed. I'm here. Well, I got two last-minute emails. And it's really, you know what we need? We need a longer intro. What is that intro from the time it starts? Is that a full minute? It's not even a full minute? We need a longer intro. That's what we need, to loop it or something. That's a good hobby for you anyway. Well, you need something over there. We are actually going to talk about this later in the show. Now, I have mentioned that there are referenda on the ballot in communities and counties around the state. Green Bay is considering one. So is Portage County. It's an advisory referendum where voters would basically be allowed to say whether they think Wisconsin's minimum wage should be increased to $10.10 over a two-year period. It is widely believed by conservatives that this is a stealth get-out-the-vote effort for Mary Burke. Actually, that could be a two-pronged effort. Again, we'll get to this later in the show, however. The Greater Green Bay Labor Council, AFL-CIO, has been sending out letters at least to one councilman, Guy Zima. Dear Guy, we request that you support placing the advisory referendum question regarding an increase in the minimum wage in Wisconsin on the ballot for November 2014 general election at the August City Council meeting. This non-binding referendum will give the citizens of Green Bay an opportunity to express their position on an increase in the minimum wage in Wisconsin. A minimum wage increase to $10.10 over a two-year period would generate $0.5 billion to Wisconsin's economy. Where in the hell do they get that number? I mean, really? It would generate $0.5 billion to Wisconsin's economy. What part of their anatomy from which did they pull that out of? I can make the case it would cost the economy. Our economy is consumer-driven. By providing workers the income necessary to purchase additional products would result in an increase some 4,000. Oh, the minimum wage, raising it to $10.10 would create 4,000 new jobs. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. It would cost jobs. We do know that. We have seen the data on that. Yeah, because they think businesses just have money coming out of every orifice. Well, then why not make it 2020? Seriously, if 1010 is going to be this type of boost to the Wisconsin economy, why wouldn't you make it $20.20 an hour? Why wouldn't you? They don't have an explanation for that. Wow, no, that's not reasonable. Why not? What's unreasonable about having something twice as great as what you're proposing? Well, because some businesses, but they don't think it's true at 1010. This is laughable. They are void of logic on this issue. They just are. And besides, they don't want this on the ballot because they think it's going to lead to Wisconsin passing a referendum there. And by the way, I wasn't on board with this thinking, but I am now on board that this is an effort to get out the vote for Mary Burke. There's another referendum question going around the state. That's the other half of that, and we'll get to that later in the show. I want to start with what could be my favorite. Well, didn't you just start? Not really. That was something that I just saw, so I shared it with you right away. That's not what I intended to start the show with. This is what I intended to start the show with. What could be my favorite story of the day, the dunderheaded woman who climbed the fence at the Henry Vila Zoo in Madison to get in the giraffe enclosure. You didn't hear about this, Jason? Oh, you heard about it? Of the 10 dumbest people you know, she's all of them, right? I mean, pretty much. She could be the 20 dumbest people you know. Now you're getting close? Yeah, I suppose. Top 10 for sure, though. A woman's love of giraffes landed her in hot water. Police say the 24-year-old woman climbed a fence at the Henry Vila Zoo in Madison to get into the giraffe enclosure. Amanda Hall, who is from California, told police, this is a quote. Did you hear this quote? Did you hear this? She wanted to be one with the giraffe. Be one with the ball. Be one with the ball. Wanted to be one with the giraffe. However, when she was in the closure, one of the animals ended up kicking Hall in the face. Well, she was one with the giraffe. One right in the face. Boom. I think she is the 20 dumbest people you know. I don't know. She suffered minor injuries. Police cited the woman for harassment of zoo animals, which carries a $686 fine. So Fox 11 visited the Northeast Wisconsin Zoo, NEW Zoo, and because they had to get a professional to tell you don't be an idiot and go into a giraffe enclosure. No, I'm not criticizing them. I'm not. But it's, should you, here's the thing. They're probably right in doing that. This has happened before with even more dangerous animals, with carnivores. People have been stupid enough. I know, they gave facts about the animal. No, I'm not criticizing Fox 11. I didn't mean for it to come off sounding that way. It is unfortunate that they have to do that. I've said this before. Was it a seal or a sea lion? I just don't remember now. A large ocean animal took up residence off the shore of San Diego. Probably a sea lion, huh? I would think. Like from when it was a small calf. And residents played with it until it was a 600-pound animal. And they would go out swimming with it, and they play. And there, it was almost drowning people. It didn't know. And wildlife, or you know, whoever the governing agency is there, tried to bring it out to sea. It would find its way back, so they would bring it further out to sea. People started complaining. Oh, don't take it away from us. You are so stupid. That's like having, it's not like having a pet elephant, because an elephant is much larger than that, but it's kind of the same concept, you morons. A pet lion? Well, people might be smart enough to know that a lion is a carnivore. I said might. I have learned that, you know, Jason was raised around a farm. I was raised on a farm. We forget that people who weren't don't have a clue about animals. Not a clue. Get in a enclosure with a giraffe. How stupid can you possibly be? I mean, if you've not been around cows, I wouldn't advise you getting in an enclosure with cows. I would not have a problem doing it. As long as there's a four-pack underneath, I'm fine. If you don't see that, stay away. How many people know not to get in an enclosure with a bull? By the way, we had the quick story, because I got to get to other things here. Quick story. We had neighbors who kept a bull in a stanchion. It pulled the stanchion right off the mounts. I don't know what set it off, but that thing was running loose in the barn with the closed stanchion around its neck. I kid you not. People just don't understand. Even if an animal isn't ferocious, sea or land by its size. It's dangerous. I how old was she? 24 or old is she? She's not dead. 24. I am stunned at, and you shouldn't, I don't even know if common sense is the right phrase anymore because it's not that common. But I mean, cows can knock you down. Cows have knocked me down. But I wouldn't be afraid to go in a pen full of cows because I think I know how to handle myself. Although it's been a long time. That reminds me. I've not had a chance to test this. I wonder if I can still milk by hand. Is that like swimming where it never goes away or riding a bike? It just, once you know how to do it, you know how to do it. I'm dying to try it sometime. You know what? If you're a farmer, seriously, we'll do a video. If you're in the nearby driving area and there's a time, if you have a midday milking or whatever, however we can make it workout, we can do that. I'm trying to milk this out is what I'm doing here. No, I'm serious. That'd be cool. All right. Yesterday, I want to thank Mayor Jim Schmidt. We had some fun. I made good on the challenge from Senator Ron Johnson to do the ice bucket challenge for ALS. I'm also going to do a cash contribution because technically I didn't do it within the 24 hours. And we allowed Jim Schmidt to dunk me. He had some fun on Facebook. He said, Jerry Bader's always dumping on me, so I took the chance to dump on him. I thought that was good. I liked it. Rhonda Sitnikau, who also liked it, must have freaked out when I liked it. I mean, she, what? Wait, what? Yeah, I actually invited Jim. He didn't, crash the event. And it wasn't a drive-by. We actually planned on having him there. Well, but I'm glad he took part in it and we had some fun. It's on the same day that the mayor announced that he is likely seeking re-election. Council President Tom DeWayne may be considering it. It would take a substantial candidate to beat Jim Schmidt. I don't know if Tom DeWayne is that guy. And I'm not typically a one-issue type person, but if the Larson Green property, the portion of it that Walmart would have located on is sitting empty, I truly believe it should be a serious campaign issue. The question is he going to have a serious contender? Now, that said, I'm going to do something. I hope Rhonda's listening. Actually, maybe she shouldn't be listening because she might stroke out if she heard what I'm about to say. So, actually, if you were an adamant supporter of Walmart, you might want to take a seat. You might want to brace yourself for something here. Jason's like, what the hell are you going to do? I'm going to criticize Walmart. Now, I'm not saying they were wrong in completely not budging from building that big store. But there continues to be story after story after story of how they are focusing on the smaller stores. Now, the story in today's Wall Street Journal, actually it's not today's, this was last week, I just found it today. Returning to Walmart, human cashiers, retailers to staff every register from Thanksgiving to just before Christmas during peak shopping. What is hurting Walmart right now, why it can't increase its profits, people find it inconvenient. It's a pain in the butt because oftentimes you wait in a long line. This is especially true in their Sam's Club stores, but it's true in their supercenters too. And this points out how, so they are in their big box stores, they're going to have more people working. But the story also points out that Walmart is downsizing to make it more attractive to people who have decided to go into smaller stores because they don't want to deal with the hassle. I've said this on the air before. Walmart has the worst designed parking lots in America. Every store. Some are worse than others, but they're all annoying. It doesn't keep me from going there. I just bitch about it every time I do. But I keep going. Now, I did send emails to Lisa Nelson, Walmart spokeswoman, on this topic. She never responded. I understand that their research showed, and I defended them on this, and I continue to defend Walmart on this. They say their research showed that 154,000 square foot store would be profitable. But I think they could have helped themselves by explaining that in greater detail. Because even I am taken aback how more and more and more and more the answer from Walmart seems to be downsizing. That they are moving away from the big box concept. And given the fact that you hear story after story after story after story after story that they are moving away from the big box concept, it would have been nice to get a more thorough explanation as to why that just absolutely, that they were intransigent on that. They were completely inflexible. Nope, 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 nope. I will concede they did a very poor job in making that case. When you have yet another story saying the challenge for Walmart right now, people are growing tired of the big box concept. And Walmart is responding to that with smaller stores. Yet they made it very clear that was never an option for downtown Green Bay. I don't think they made clear why. And my shifting on this is because it was clear they may have garnered enough support if they would have changed that. And if they absolutely couldn't change, I think they needed to make a better case when this is a paradigm shift that they're doing elsewhere throughout the country. I understand they say metropolitan area. I know. I get that. But it sounds like the big box being a nuisance to people is a systemic problem for this company. So I don't know what to tell you about that. But it is puzzling. By the way, you can see the video of Mayor Schmidt dunking me, if you've not seen it, at jerrybatershow.com. It's yesterday's after show video. It turned out well. Jason did take up the challenge. So did Brown County Republican Party Chairman Mark Becker. I got both of their videos last night. They're both very good. Yours is going to be up later on jerrybatershow.com. Is that where they can see it? Kind of cold, isn't it? Woo-hoo. My kids did not like the nipple joke, by the way. The hoax going around Wisconsin. How stupid are people really? We'll get to that at 9:06. It's 8:56.
Headed down south to the land of the pines. I'm thumbing my way to North Carolina. Staring up the road and pray to God I see.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb.